This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is off today. I'm Renee Montaigne. The projection this week that Medicare will go broke by the year 2019 has got Democrats blaming failed economic policies and the White House saying it is because of rising health care costs generally. The projection by Medicare trustees shows that the program is going through its funds faster than expected. Just 2 years ago, the trustees predicted funds would last 11 years longer. Marilyn Moon is director of the health program at the American Institutes for Research and has been a public trustee for both the Social Security and Medicare trust funds. Hello.
Hello.
Medicare was in much better shape just 3 years ago with the insolvency date far into the future. What's changed?
The economy has not been doing as well as people thought a couple of years ago it would be doing by now. And moreover, the recently passed legislation that extended prescription drugs to Medicare beneficiaries and made a number of other changes has also affected this trust fund balance.
We've been hearing that Medicare's new prescription drug plan will cost much more than its original price tag, something on the order of $500 billion over the next 10 years. Are the dire projections about Medicare connected to the cost of this drug plan?
They're really not, because the trust fund that the numbers are based on for the 2019 exhaustion are for Part A of the program, which is the hospital side of the program. The places there where you're getting increased costs are coming from higher payments to private plans and not from the prescription drug benefit itself. So they're not really the cause of this. The increase in payments to these private health care plans is a contributing factor and has been a controversial issue in this legislation.
And these private health care plans, why don't you expand on that just a little?
The legislation said that it would be important to encourage Medicare beneficiaries to go into private plans to get all their health care. Right now, it's called Medicare Plus Choice, and people can go in and say, I want all my care from a Medicare HMO or another private plan, and then that plan gets payments from Medicare. And the Medicare program itself does not deal directly with the individual any longer.
And the Bush administration claims that introducing competition into Medicare in this way would drive down costs.
Yes, indeed. That's the argument. The problem is that the past with Medicare Plus Choice has not turned out that way. In fact, it has cost more for every single person that's gone into these plans on average to fund them that way. And indeed, in this new legislation, one of the things that's been done to try to encourage more types of private plans to come in is to offer essentially bonus payments to them.
What would be your prescription for fixing Medicare?
I think we have to pay much more attention to doing a better job of coordinating care for people who have multiple illnesses and other complicated problems. That's where the costs really are. How can we find better ways to coordinate care, give people information, encourage them to use necessary care, but not unnecessary care? That means investing in better information and educating both providers of care and the beneficiaries themselves.
For those millions of people who were expecting Medicare to be there after 2019, is there anything they can do privately now and anything they can afford?
I think what they should do actually is more public than private. This is a very important and popular program, and I think individuals need to tell their lawmakers that they want this program to be maintained. It would not take a great deal of additional commitment of federal dollars to do that over a long period of time. I don't think that this is a program that we should or will let die on the vine, but I think people have to signal that it's a benefit they want and they're willing to pay for.
Marilyn Moon is head of the health program at the American Institutes for Research. Thanks very much.
Thank you.